With her shortly cropped hair and piercing eyes, 24-year-old Asha Goldstein is outreach director of Yes Camps throughout the U.S. Founded in 1990 by two California teenagers, the camp program gives a message of hope and a call to action for young people concerned about the possibility that global warming, deforestation, urban smog, and other environmental trends could wreak full-scale disaster in their lifetime.
What excites me most is when I see a young person who has been disempowered by their family or their community and by society, by the media, and who doesn't feel like they can make a difference in the world, but someone who knows that there's problems, knows that people are in pain around the world, knows that we're destroying our environment, and they don't think they can make a difference, and they're living with hopelessness, and they're living with anger and sadness about that. And to see them in an environment where they're not alone and where they're connected to 15 to 20 other young people who are feeling the same things, and to see the incredible sparks that light up in their hearts when that happens, and the power that flows through them and that they take back into their communities. That's why I'm doing this.
I think the government, like, having a hand in that would be a lot better, because revenue would be going back to the school. And then the school would really enforce the recycling. That is a great idea.
From a very young age, because first up, it'll be good for the state business.
Right.
Strategizing community environmental projects is just part of the discussion at Yes Camps like this one in Monticello, Minnesota, about an hour outside Minneapolis, held at a YMCA chalet overlooking tranquil Manitou Lake. The natural setting inspires campers and staff to take a deeper view of the whole way we devour the Earth's resources. It's a pattern, they say, that's symptomatic of a massive disregard for nature's delicate balance, and ultimately a disrespect for life. The young people at Yes believe an unhealthy environment is directly caused by an unhealthy society. Camp counselor Spencer Wilkinson.
The youth are able to really delve into issues in our planet. We talk about food choices. We talk about gender and gender relations. We talk about healing race relations and racism. And through that exploration in different issues, the healing more happens on a personal level. And so through talking about pain that's around in our world and that exists through these different isms, they're able to translate that to themselves and how that they might be able to play out either a positive change around these issues or perpetuate them.
I think each day we make hundreds and hundreds of choices. We make choices about the food that we eat. We make choices about the things that we buy. We make choices about the ways that we speak to each other, the ways that we look at each other, the people that we speak to and interact with. And in every single one of those interactions, I think we can make a positive change. I think we can be activists in every one of those moments and consistently act for health in our world, consistently act for respecting and loving and honoring and appreciating each other and making choices that are not causing harm to a person or animal that we can't see.